today's talk, as I think you were warned the week before last, is the last of a small group of three talks on the Sangha, that is to say the spiritual community, the third of the three jewels of Buddhism. And it also happens to be the end of our whole series that started at the beginning of the year and entitled Introducing Buddhism. Today that whole series at last comes to an end. As I've said, the series itself is called Introducing Buddhism. So today it's as though the introductions were all over. By this time, as it were, we should have made the acquaintance of Buddhism. In fact, by this time, we should always be on very good terms with it indeed. No doubt for some of you, this course of lectures or talks has been more of the nature of a reintroduction than an introduction. And sometimes I must admit that in the case of some people at least, I felt rather as though I was introducing them to someone they already knew. You probably know how embarrassing it is sometimes on social occasions when you say, Mr. So-and-so, meet Miss So-and-so, and they say, oh, we know each other quite well. So in some cases, I'm sure it has been rather like that. I've been giving an introduction to Buddhism, in some cases to people who already were well acquainted with Buddhism. But for others, no doubt, it has constituted a real introduction, and in the case of others, therefore, I hope that through this series of talks they have been able to make the acquaintance of Buddhism at least, and perhaps even to come into closer contact with it than that. Now today's talk, I may say frankly, is more or less of the nature of a sort of winding up. It's rather like, one might say, the talk, the little talk the headmaster gives on the last day of term, before holidays. Now some, I can see, haven't even waited for the headmaster's talk. They've already gone on holiday and left their empty chairs behind them. But never mind, no doubt they're remembering us wherever they may happen to be. Now we're winding up today with a talk, as you probably already know, dealing with the pattern of Buddhist life and work. And I must ask you not to take this title too literally. Probably you've noticed in the course of the whole series some titles were not to be taken too literally. So today's title also is of this sort. It's more or less just a hook on which to hang certain ideas.